Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're catching this live, you probably notice it's a bit earlier than they have been lately. And with school back in session, they will likely be more of the early direction, maybe not quite this early most days, but the good news is they're recorded and saved, and so you're able to catch this and be a part of it whenever it's convenient for you. This morning, as we wrap up this week, again, doing these broadcasts on weekdays, been looking all week on being clothed with Christ. And various aspects of what that looks like, the attributes that God would want us to have. And today we're going to look at, well, a topic that tends to, well, not be a favorite of very many people. And that's being clothed with patience. The psalmist writes in Psalm 37:7 and says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes." We definitely see a lot of wickedness in our world. A lot of places where it appears that individuals and groups succeed in carrying out wickedness. And it's easy to fret, to worry, to be overly concerned about those. And I'm not saying to ignore them. God wants us to pray. God wants us to act. God wants us to be involved in carrying light. He calls us the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And we have those characteristics because Christ is in us. But sometimes we go beyond what we were designed and created to do. Our fretting, our worrying becomes a paralyzing thing because of the wickedness that surrounds us in this world. And sometimes it causes us to question whether there's any point to being good and practicing righteousness. And yet God's desire is that we would clothe ourselves with patience. We would learn to be still before the Lord. We would wait upon Him, recognizing that He has a better view of time than we do. And while it may appear that the evil succeed, the wickedness and those who practice it prosper, God knows that they will come to an end. And there are things that we ought to be praying about as we wait. Things that I can't really do anything about. The situation in Afghanistan and in so many parts of the world that are somewhat similar. It happens to be catching the news right now because of the severity of it and the political nature of it. And it may appear to many that the wicked are succeeding. But living and clothing ourselves with patience says that I will not let the wickedness of this world keep me from going to God and praying and talking with Him and listening to Him and doing the things that I can do. And yet, How about closer to home? When wickedness seems to prevail in our communities, in our workplaces, in our homes even, do we wait patiently? And what does that look like? You see, I'm not convinced that waiting patiently is the same thing as doing nothing. And many times we equate those two concepts, and it just doesn't seem right in the midst of evil to do nothing. And yet that really isn't the same thing. Waiting patiently has to do with our mindset. You see, God calls us to pray for our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, to allow Him to have the final judgment. And as we learn to wait patiently, we, I believe, learn to pray more fervently. And as we learn to pray more fervently, I believe God teaches us how to love, how to serve, how to act, how to be the salt and light that we ought to be. At least in my life, it's in those times where I've not been clothed with patience, where I've rushed in to fix something or to set something right, that I've caused more trouble than had already existed for myself, for others, for the cause of Christ. You see, waiting patiently is all about taking the time to align ourselves with God, to allow our emotions and reactions to settle and be filtered through the Word of God. You see, clothing ourselves with patience is designed by God for our own good. Today, what areas are you tempted to rush into that would benefit by being clothed with patience? I would guess all of those areas. Whatever comes to mind. You see, being clothed with patience and choosing not to rush into something doesn't mean we ignore it. It doesn't mean that we even necessarily stay out of it. It means that we go in prepared by spending time with God. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to actually spend time being still before God. For many people, this idea of stillness is uncomfortable. We have difficulty being still around one another. There has to be words. There has to be action. There has to be something going on. And often the same is true with our time with God. We struggle to be still and know that He is God. If we set aside time to spend with God, we have to be the one talking. We have to be doing something. We have to be in charge. And I believe God's desire is that we would learn to be clothed with patience. And in the stillness of our time with God, that we would listen. And in that listening, we would discover what God would have us to do next. Even when it looks like the wicked succeed. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love encompasses everything about us because we are your creation. Father, today help us to learn not only the value, but learn to practice being still before you. That we would turn off the noise and distractions of life as best we can. That we would choose to not be in charge. That we would set aside time to just sit in your presence, listening, being filled with an awareness of your spirit within us, reflecting on your word that has been hidden in our heart so that we will not sin. May we find value in those times of stillness such that we would allow them to grow. Fathers, I think of times of stillness and being still before you. I think of the old hymn, the sweet hour of prayer. And the sweetness we find in being still when we spend the time, when we take the time, when we make the time to actually practice it. And how that practice of stillness creates in us a desire for more. So Father, today as I pray with an awareness of the wickedness that is all around, I do pray for the people of Afghanistan and so many countries like it that your children are in danger, are threatened, are persecuted, are even being killed. And as you've called us to do, I pray for those that are doing the persecuting. That they would see just how wrong those actions are. That they would even see within those they persecute a hope that they would want. Father, for all of us, as we sit in stillness before you, may we learn a greater level of communication because we're more willing to listen than ever before. Father, in those times of stillness and patience, may we be equipped, prepared, and ready for the things that your word calls us to do, that your spirit leads us to. May being clothed with patience help us to serve in better ways, in more effective ways, to serve in ways that really are the salt and light in our workplace, in our community, in our homes. So, Father, today may we continually grow in being clothed with Christ so that we would lift Him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.